Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 84 today, under mainly sunny skies. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, 66. Slight chance for storms. Tomorrow, high of 87. Lots of sunshine. A mix of clouds and sun. Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 84. 80. Slight chance for showers. Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 72.
Mid-America Network News. An El Dorado man says he's lucky to be alive after being run over by a pickup truck while working at a car wash in Missouri. A security camera captured the moment when Colton Robinson bent down before the pickup truck came down the drive and dragged him across the concrete. Robinson said he was working and performing a stormwater inspection at the car wash when the incident happened. Robinson now has 3 spinal fractures. Ahead of President Trump's temporary pause on 50% tariffs on Canada, Kansas Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran urged the administration to consider the consequences of tariffs on Canadian salt imports, which are a crucial resource for winter road safety. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
While serving in Iraq, our vehicle was hit. They didn't think I was going to make it. I'm LaToya Lucas, and I'm a veteran. I had to learn to live with the scars, both visible and invisible.
DAV helps veterans like LaToya get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year.
My victory is overcoming my wounds so I can help other veterans.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Speeding is becoming a widely accepted fact of driving, according to the American Automobile Association survey that was released yesterday. 3 in 10 drivers agreed with the statement, no one actually drives the speed limit. Most drivers agreed that posted speed limits are appropriate, and many also considered driving 10 miles over the limit acceptable, and nearly half believed keeping up with traffic is safer than obeying the posted limit. Those attitudes matter because speeding continues to have deadly consequences. U.S. kindergarten vaccination rates inched down again last year, and the share of children with exemptions rose to an all-time high, according to the federal data that was posted on Monday. The fraction of kids exempt from vaccine requirements rose to 4.2%. That's up from 3.6% the year before. It's the 4th consecutive year that the national average exemption rate has reached a record. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska has announced that they are seeking more state funding for the upcoming year, citing years of different budget cuts, including one new study that could be on the docket to be cut, including ethnic and urban studies, long-term care management, and physical education. And some professors are pushing back, saying that things like ethnic and urban studies are extremely important for individuals to get their degrees and push the idea of affirmative action.
Removing ethnic studies as a major because of an arbitrary baseline number of majors strips away a meaningful opportunity that connects scholarship across disciplines and across multiple colleges.
Other areas of the university are getting boosts in funding, including the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture, where the region's also approved an inflation-based 4.25% to the base budgets of both the NU system and the NCTA for each year of the biennium.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Is your flow running low? It's time to call Weniger Drilling. Maybe it's time to upgrade your well to a new solar pump. Weniger Drilling also offers numerous services, including water well plugging, sanitation, and co-compliance. Call today for a free estimate, 316-729-5881, or find them online at WenigerDrilling.com.
Weniger Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
As another school year gets underway, an area principal and superintendent are here to talk about what's new in their school and district. Winnie McGinnis, the principal from USD 113 Axtell, and Joel Bickford from USD 380 Frankfort Centralia. As students and staff return to school, Whitney and Joel tell me what's going on in their school districts this year.
So we don't have any new initiatives or programs that we're doing. We are focusing on some of the programs that we started up last year. So continuing our Eagle Pals program. And that program takes a high school student, a middle school student, and a couple students and puts them into a group. And they meet about once a month. And we do an activity that's focused on a different virtue. And then just some time for them to kind of hang out, connect kindergarten through 12th grade students. So we started that last year, and so we're planning to continue that this year as one of our student programs that we're going to do.
Oh, we have a lot of things going on in our district. Right now, the biggest talk is we have a bond referendum that is moving forward at this point. So we have a lot of surveys out in our patrons. So they have survey. We're getting data back. The architects are trying to devise some plans for the bond, and it's moving forward at this point.
Almost every school year brings some new faces, whether it's a new teacher, para, or an aide.
Yeah, so we don't actually have any new faculty members this year. Our faculty from last year is all returning, but we do have some new staff members who have joined our team. We have Deb Cyrus, who is our new kitchen manager, and so excited to have her on board with us. We have a new head custodian named Daniel, and he's been working with us all summer, kind of helping to get the building ready and get things rolling for us there, and so it's been great to have him on board. And then we have a new para, Drea Roddinghouse, who is also starting with us this year. She'll be working with our preschool in the morning and then with our K through 12 students in the afternoon. So we're excited to have all of those guys joining our team and helping out in the building this year.
We have about 5 new ones. If I miss one, I met with them yesterday. So of our 5, if I miss one, I'll feel terrible. But I popped in and met with those folks yesterday. So we've got a few on each side. Remember, I got both sides of the district are covered. But we felt fortunate this year that we did fill all of our positions. So we do have new science and a new math on the Frankfort side, which we think is there's just some people that have been in those positions a long time. Also, we have a new counselor on that side of the district. We replaced a senior veteran in Tom Schrader, who had been there forever. So that is a big change for us as well. And on the other side of the district, we've added in a junior high math that we didn't have prior, and that individual will have some of our FIED as well and help us with some of our coaching.
Schools are always working to improve. Whitney and Joel share what their district has done over the summer.
Yeah, it's been a very busy summer in the building from a facilities perspective. So we have an incredibly generous Eagle Booster Club, and they helped us out tremendously this summer. We were able to repaint and update several of our classrooms that were in need of just kind of a facelift. They helped us update our main floor hallways and bathrooms on the older side of the building with new epoxy flooring, which will be so nice to have, and really just made the space look so much brighter and cleaner. And then they also helped us by getting our old gym repaired and repainted. So it's had a facelift, a fresh coat of paint. It'll really be a nice place for sports and teams to have activities in later this year.
Our gymnasium on the Centralia side, some of our bleachers on that side will get repaired. And then on the in the Frankfurt facility itself, our counselor's office was repaired in our counselor's classroom. We had to refit one that needed to be repaired. So that was on the facilities. We had some HVAC stuff on the summer we had to upgrade as well at certain places. On the other end, on the Centralia side, we had a few outdoor projects as well that we needed to. We had a drainage issue back in the spring, so we had water into a classroom. So we did take care of that this summer with one of our concrete projects. And we also have to looking again at our playground, trying to make sure that that's draining properly. With the 9-inch rain, we did take on a little bit of erosion on that. So getting that repaired was big. We also have a roof project on both sides of the district. They have completed one on Centralia, and we have a roof project on the Frankfurt side as well. So and a door, a storm door that we had to replace.
Thank you to Whitney McGinnis from USD 113 Axtell and Joel Bickford from USD 380 Frankfurt Centralia for joining today and sharing what's ahead for the new school year. Wishing all the students, teachers, staff, and communities in both districts a safe, successful, and rewarding school year.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at bluevalley.net.
Valley Heights Spirit Night is Friday. The Board of Education will host a meal for USD 498 patrons beginning at 5, family activities inside and outside of the high school, and a pep rally at 7 in the recently renovated gymnasium to meet the fall sports teams and see facility upgrades. KNDY will be reporting live Friday evening from the Valley Heights Spirit Night. E-waste recycling drop-off Saturday in Marysville, noon to 2 at Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street in Marysville. Odell Car Show is Saturday, 7 to 5. $15 pre-registration, $20 day of the event. Food vendors, live music, door prizes, and silent auction, plus vendor booths. For details, phone 402-239-6781. Greenleaf Community will host summer get-together Saturday, 5 p.m. at the City Park with a potluck dinner and drinks provided. Local residents are welcome in Greenleaf City Park.
Joseph Hazenkamp, age 73, of Axtell, passed away Tuesday. A massive Christian burial will be held Monday, August 24th, 10:30 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church. Interment to follow in the church cemetery. A visitation will be held Sunday at St. Michael's Catholic Church, 4 to 7 p.m., with a rosary service at 7 p.m. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joseph Hazenkamp.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some rain showers are possible early on Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then more scattered showers early Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, and more scattered showers throughout Saturday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. A small chance for some rain early Sunday, sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, and partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some scattered showers continue into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still a chance for some rain showers Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this time, late August, 87 degrees, record high on this date, 104. Average low temperature, 34, while the record low being 47. Sunrise this morning at 6:43, sunset this evening at 8:16.
Get ready to laugh with Fluffy at the Kansas State Fair. Gabriel Iglesias brings his live comedy show to the fair on Thursday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $45 and include gate admission. One of comedy's biggest names is bringing the jokes, the stories, and the laughs to Hutchinson. Don't miss it. Get your tickets today at kansasstatefair.gov.
Weather has a way of inspiring creative language, and heat seems to be especially inspirational. It's a look at the poetry of the heat wave today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341, 800-761-7341, 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 20th, the 232nd day of the year. Actress Amy Adams has a birthday, and on this day in 1945, 17-year-old Tommy Brown became the youngest player to hit a Major League Baseball home run. Sometimes the weather is so hot that the word hot just isn't enough. Here's a few expressions we've heard recently. Hotter than blazes, so hot the corn is popping in the field, hotter than a billy goat in a pepper patch, and the proverbial so hot you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. We've heard comparisons to $2 pistols and firecrackers, and we almost always believe the story that birds were using potholders to catch worms. Got a favorite expression for a heat wave? We'd love to hear yours. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
At United Bank and Trust, we are not just a financial institution. We are part of the community. We're not just tellers and managers. We're your neighbors, helping you to achieve financial stability. We offer a range of services, carefully designed with your unique needs in mind. From savings and checking accounts, easy-to-use mobile banking and personalized loans, to exceptional customer service. Our innovative banking features are designed to simplify your life. Remember, with United Bank and Trust, you're not just a customer. You are a neighbor, a friend, a part of our banking family. So bank with us. Bank with trust. Bank with United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats are preparing for their upcoming fall football season as newly head coach Colin Klein spoke with the media over this past week talking about their training camp and getting ready for the new season, where he talked about numerous different players that are shaping the team for this year and how much effort that many of the players have been putting in during the fall training camp.
Competition is something that we want in our program, and that is never going to stop. And, you know, it's not... who wins this job, that isn't worth the paper it's printed on, right? Like, it's, you got to go out every single day to that practice field and you got to earn it, and you got to do what the team needs you to do for us to be successful on that unit. And that's it. That's at every position across the board every day.
He also said he had his eye on many different players this year, including George Fitzpatrick, who says he's still not ready for the beginning of the football season after a medical emergency. Kansas State starts their season on September 5th at home, taking on Nichols.
You've probably already heard that Truck Stuff is the place to go to lift, level, or lower your truck. And of course, we have an enormous in-stock selection of bed covers, running boards, and floor mats. But did you know that we do wheels and tires, gear swaps, and spray and bed liners? Stop by today to deck out your ride at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
With different college athletics starting off for the fall season, the Kansas Jayhawk volleyball's team has picked up finishing third in the Big 12 preseason coaches poll, finishing right behind Arizona State and TCU. The announcement came over the weekend where, according to Kansas University Athletics, they say the third place prediction marks the seventh consecutive season that the Jayhawks have been slotted fifth or higher in the Big 12 preseason coaches poll for volleyball, where three individuals were recognized for the Jayhawks, including their standout freshman. Taylor Stanley has been named as the Big 12 preseason freshman of the year. The Overland Park native coming in 2025 as the AVCA High School Regional Player of the Year and an invitee to the 2026 UA Next All-American Game. Reese Messer and Reese Potasik were also named as the All-Conference preseason team. Coming in is the All-Big 12 first team members in 2025 and All-American honorable mentions by the AVCA. The Jayhawks are starting off their season as they hosted their first alumni match on Saturday this past weekend at the University. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey Wildcat fans, the countdown to soccer season is on. 2026 single match tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the Wildcats as they build on a record-breaking season with exciting matchups against Nebraska and marquee Big 12 opponents. Visit kstatesports.com/tickets or call 1-800-221-CATS to secure your seats today. We'll see you at Boozer Family Park. Go Cats!
At Oldie Seed, we are locally owned and locally grown. The corn, soybeans, and sorghum we sell are tested in plots throughout the region in close proximity to our customers. This ensures we are testing a yield environment just like yours. We are dedicated to our Know2Grow research program. It's our family's commitment to delivering high-yielding crops for you, the American farmer. This season, partner with Oldie Seed for locally owned and locally grown solutions.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
You may be growing a black chokeberry, Aronia melanocarpa, in your landscape for its spring flowers, fall color, and black fruit. But did you know those berries are nutritious and edible? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Aronias are considered a superfruit, high in antioxidants and vitamin C and K. Black chokeberry is used in food coloring and tea, as well as syrups, juice, jams, and wine. But before you toss back a handful of fresh berries, beware. They're full of tannins that make them astringent and your mouth pucker. Thus the common name, chokeberry. When fully ripe, black chokeberries do have the same sugar content as table grapes and sweet cherries. Wait until any hint of red is gone and the berries are dark black to harvest. If you like dry wine, you'll enjoy the flavor. If not, try them frozen, cooked, fermented, or made into jam, smoothies, and baked goods. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We're thankful for the many stations that air our broadcasts every day, but nothing can match the power of this renegade station and the man behind it. He was a doctor with a million-watt signal, and his story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota, to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the Crop Tour Finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
John Brinkley attended medical school but never finished, and he had trouble paying his bills. Not to be stopped, he got a degree from a diploma mill and began practicing medicine. In the early 1930s, he found his way to Texas's border with Mexico.
Dr. Brinkley came to Del Rio because he was looking for a radio station where he could promote his items, promote his beliefs.
Specifically, Brinkley had begun a new surgery and wanted to find a radio station to tout his success. Michael Diaz shares the story from the Whitehead Memorial Museum in Del Rio, Texas.
He was also known as a goat gland doctor because that's what he did primarily, was transplanted goat glands into men to help them with their virility. He brought a lot of people to Del Rio. People from all around the world came to Del Rio just to get the operation.
People heard the message and came here for the operation because Brinkley used the power of radio, Mexican radio, that is.
So he came to Del Rio, started a radio station, which was actually across the border in Acuña, Mexico. Just because of the regulations here in the United States didn't allow him to blast the amount of wattage that he wanted to blast out.
The Mexican government allowed him to eventually blast a 1 million watt signal, making it the strongest station on Earth. Brinkley had run for governor of Kansas in 1930, getting nearly 30% of the vote as a write-in candidate. He ran for governor of Kansas again in 1932, using his station in Del Rio to tout his candidacy. The signal for Mexico easily reached listeners in Kansas. Meanwhile, he was accumulating wealth in Del Rio through his suspicious medical practices.
He was more of an entrepreneur than he was a doctor. Any way there was to make money, he kind of did it.
More of the story of the unusual Dr. Brinkley next time as we travel the countryside in Del Rio, Texas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Want to know where their meat comes from and like buying directly from the farmer. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. If you're willing to work hard, try direct marketing your own beef as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
You've got a small cattle herd and would like to sell the meat to customers. Direct marketing your own beef eliminates the middleman and, in theory, returns more profit. But it's a lot of work. You'll do your own research and development, be the advertising agency, the CEO, and work with a USDA certified meat processor. Greg Renfro is an extension meat specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says finding a market is a challenge in itself. So in the beginning, keep it simple by just telling your story.
the ribeye steak that comes with it is just a bonus. They're buying a story that you're a family farm, that your kids are involved in 4-H, that your oldest son is the president of the local FFA chapter. You know, the farm has been in the family for two or three generations. That's what people are buying, is the story.
Your product will demand a higher price because you don't have the same economies of scale as a large meat packer. Renfro says to look at the beef prices at your local grocery store and plan on adding about 30% to that. Customers like buying local and will pay premium for steaks, but usually not for ground beef and roast. One strategy is to sell meat bundles.
A $50 bundle has so many steaks in it, so many roasts, and so many pounds of ground beef in there. That way, you're not stuck with 400 pounds of round roast and chuck roast, and I've got 600 pounds of ground beef, and nobody's willing to buy it at a premium. And so you do one of two things. You either sell it at a discount so you can get rid of it, or everybody's eating hamburgers and roast for dinner for the next few months.
Learn more about direct marketing beef at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Do you have any sinking funds? Hi, I'm Rob West of the Faith and Finance Minute. No, I'm not talking about stock market losses. A sinking fund is a simple, intentional way to save for upcoming expenses. Take Christmas, for example. Instead of scrambling in December or relying on credit, try setting aside $100 a month in a separate account. Do that starting at the beginning of the year, and you'll have $1,200 ready to go without the stress. As you make purchases, the balance will sink. But that's the point. You're spending from a place of peace, not panic. Sinking funds also work for vacations, car repairs, insurance premiums, or any non-monthly expense that tends to sneak up on you. It's a small habit with a big impact and another way to be a wise steward of what God provides. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
American Agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Most older farmers today do not look back fondly on the mid-1980s. Ag historian Doug Hurt remembers it well.
Many of these farmers are young farmers, and they're following the advice of the USDA. Take out a loan, buy a new tractor, buy a new combine, buy more lands, rent more property, plant more wheat. And then when the economy tanks and interest rates skyrocket, they're fixed with very high interest rates, and they're having problems meeting their bills. And a lot of farmers couldn't pay their mortgages or pay off the tractor, the combine, or the land that that they bought, and bankruptcies become quite common. Farmers that thought they had a good start on life took it on the chin, to be particularly blunt about it.
Hurt says crop prices fell dramatically, due in part to an earlier grain embargo and rising interest rates in the early 1980s.
Some of the farmers that weathered the 80s the best were older farmers that didn't have a lot of debt, had capital reserves that they could weather the crisis. But many of these younger farmers that got in and thought they were doing what they were supposed to do really paid a very high price for it.
While the 1980s farm crisis was devastating to many, lessons were learned and American ag survived. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Overall, Kansas hay prices held steady this week, though trade movement slowed in several regions. The outlook for upcoming alfalfa cuttings remain heavily dependent on rainfall over the next week. Meanwhile, demand for high-quality prairie hay stays strong, with most available supplies being shipped out of the state to drier areas. In southwest Kansas, trade and demand are moderate to good. Dairy alfalfa and grass hay prices held steady, while grinding alfalfa rose $5. Premium to supreme large square alfalfa ranges from $250 to $260 per ton. Fair to good grinding alfalfa sits at $205 to $215, and ground alfalfa delivered to local feedlots and dairies runs $245 to $255. Sun-cured alfalfa pellets range from $280 to $290 per ton. On grass hay, large square blue stem brings $100 to $115 per ton, with small square brome at $10 a bale. In south-central Kansas, trade is moderate with steady demand. Premium large square alfalfa brings $250 to $260 per ton, while stock cow alfalfa ranges from $200 to $210. Large round grinding alfalfa is $170 to $180, and ground alfalfa delivered runs $240 to $250. Large square brome brings $175 to $185 per ton. Across southeast Kansas, trade is slow to moderate. Alfalfa prices remain firm, while small square grass hay climbed $10 higher. Large round blue stem ranges from $95 to $105 per ton, while small square brome reaches $300 to $315 per ton. In northwest Kansas, trade activity is slow to moderate with steady demand. Premium large square alfalfa prices between $220 and $230 per ton, while grinding alfalfa holds at $205 to $215. And finally, in north central and northeast Kansas, grinding alfalfa fell $10, while large round brome rose $10 to $160 to $170 per ton. Premium large square alfalfa tops the regional market at $270 to $280 per ton, and ground alfalfa delivered ranges from $180 to $190. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Serving in Afghanistan, I was shot in the head by sniper fire. I was given a 5% chance to live. I'm Adam Alexander, and I'm a veteran. Today, I visit classrooms and share my story. I tell kids that with a little help and a lot of work, that you can overcome any challenge.
DAV helps veterans like Adam get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year.
My victory is being there for the next generation.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Soil health is a vital starting point for a robust crop, sustainable production, and top yields. So soil health should be top of mind for growers. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in ag.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. and take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
As growers are scouting fields and looking at the condition of the 2023 crop this summer and are beginning to plan for the 2024 crop, it's a good time to consider soil health as well. Kelsey Schneider, field agronomist with Wilbur Ellis Agribusiness, explains soil health, the soil characteristics to look for during summer crop scouting, and ways to test and measure soil health in the quest for profitable yields in years to come.
Soil health can be described as the medium for plants and microbial life, not just from the measuring aspect, but just looking at soil health in general. You know, we look at what's in the soil. So soil has chemical properties and it has biological properties. Biological properties representing fungi, bacteria, protozoa, arthropods, all of those make up a healthy soil. Physical properties being the nutrients, the NPK, the micros, pH, calcium, magnesium, organic matter, and then the actual clay content or sand content.
As farmers are scouting crops and visiting their fields this summer, he explains how they can tell if they are working with healthy soil.
Things to look for when they're scouting is obviously roots. So pull up the crop. Do the roots look healthy? Are they a white, fibrous look? Do they have a lot of hairs on them? Also look for puddling in the fields. Is the water being percolated through the soil like it's supposed to, or is it standing in places where it shouldn't?
Schneider points out that companies like his can help make fertilizer recommendations based on soil sampling. In addition, he recommends using cover crops for problematic areas of a field and then following up with in-season assessments. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on soil health, log on to agriculture.com.
You've reached Billy Bob's Propane. Nobody can take your call now, but somebody will get back to you sometime.
Yeah, this is Frank Jones, and I'm switching propane companies. Why? Wanklin Oil has more to offer, and to be honest, better prices. They also gave me options to fit my budget, and in case you don't remember, I called last week because I was nearly out of propane. You never called me back. I'm now out of propane.
Switching propane dealers is no big deal. Call Wanklin Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Wanklin Oil, we've had the energy since 1926.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As the cotton crop gets later in the season, there are a couple of pests that K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff encourages growers to scout their fields for. He explains what stink bugs look like and why they might be making their way into cotton.
Stink bugs are true bugs, so they have piercing, sucking mouth parts, so that's how they'll be impacting plants with sharp beaks sucking out plant juices. But a stink bug is going to be a shield-shaped insect. They're going to come in brown or green if you're looking for them out in the field. And they're pretty much generalist insects, and they're found on a lot of different plants throughout the growing season. And it's this time of year where they might be attracted to cotton and start moving into fields as cotton starts to flower and set bolls, because these insects are going to be particularly attracted to reproductive structures on those plants.
Zukoff discusses bollworms and what damage they can do to multiple crops.
Bollworms, another insect you want to be scouting for this time of year. Bollworm is a caterpillar of a moth, a boring kind of tan-colored moth. The cotton bollworm, it's also known as corn earworm because it's the same insect that attacks corn ears this time of year. They'll hatch from tiny eggs. There'll be little tan, brownish-colored caterpillars at first. As they grow, they'll start to take on some striping, some notable spots on their segments, and some scattered hairs. The color can vary from yellow to green to pink. It's all over the place.
Many growers have planted BT cotton to help with bollworm control, but it is still important to scout as some bollworms in states south of Kansas are showing signs of resistance.
If you're in a field that's not BT traited, you're going to want to scout. And if you're seeing 10 eggs per 100 plants or 5 small caterpillars per 100 plants in that non-BT field, that would be threshold. So you'd want to choose something to treat that field because you might end up having some economic losses. If you're in a BT field, the threshold's a little different. So if you're finding 10 caterpillars per 100 plants, or you could scout just the flowers, if you're finding 6 caterpillars per 100 flowers, that would be threshold in a BT field if you're seeing damage as well. So there are thresholds for both fields. We don't want folks just to plant their fields and then walk away thinking that they're protected season long. They likely are. We don't know of any issues in Kansas, but we want to make sure that we catch any issues if they happen to show up. So scouting, no matter what you've planted, is really important when it comes to bollworm.
That was Kansas State University Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff with details about bollworms and stink bugs, which could both be found damaging cotton in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through Thursday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, the wheat numbers have started to fall within the last hour of the day, but they are currently mixed across the board, so we'll see what the last hour has in store for us. Over in the seeds market, the soybean numbers have fallen a little bit as well, but these are leaning mostly higher across the entire board. And for the livestock, the cattle have turned things around once again and are back to being all higher, and the hogs, they are currently mixed. In the corn market, September corn up 6.5 at 479.5, and December up 6.25 at 504.25. Kansas City wheat for September up a penny at 763 even, and December up 1.25 at 778 even. In the oats market, September oats down a dime at 321.5, and December down 8.5 at 341 even. In the bean market, September beans down 0.75 at 1221.5, and November up 0.75 at 1238 even. Soybean meal for September down 2.20 at 316.70, and October down $1.50 at 319.50. Soybean oil for September up $1.16 at 71.02, and October up $1.24 at 71.16. In the canola market, November canola up 70 cents at $8.20.60, and January up $1.40 at $8.29.30. In the cotton market, December cotton up 13 cents at $88.48, and March up 9 cents at $90.23. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 9 cents at $98.82, and December up 8 cents at $98.56. The euro for September is down to $1.16, and December slightly down as well at $1.17. And the Japanese yen for September slightly lower to 63 cents, but pushing to 62, and December slightly down, also at 63 cents. In our afternoon stock market numbers, the Dow Jones currently down 510 points at 52,952, the S&P 500 down 41 points at 7,665, and the NASDAQ currently down 247 points at 26,083. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
I'm Joe Adams. I'm a pharmacist. I'm also a parent that knows the pain of losing their child to an opiate overdose. We lose 64,000 lives a year due to this epidemic. No one is immune from this.
The members of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy focus on ensuring that pharmacies and pharmacists are providing safe medications and patient services for you and your family. Learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe at NAB.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Walmart reports strong earnings but softer sales last quarter. The world's largest retailer does expect to receive sizable tariff refunds and plans on using that to lower prices for customers. Walmart shares are down about 6% on the news. Investors reacted to Walmart's earnings report by sending the Dow lower by 350 points. The S&P was off 0.3% this morning. The NASDAQ composite had given up 0.8%. Economists who have been watching for signs of a recovery in the job market are finding some hope in the latest data. In the week just ended, 206,000 out-of-work Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits, a decline of 6,000 from the week before. It's a historic new high for the U.S. national debt as heavy spending pushes the figure past $40 trillion. That number may rise in the coming months amid spending for the Iran war and its previously promised tax cuts take hold. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
When we support local, we don't mean just businesses. Marysville has events, activities, and the hometown feel you want all year long. We love supporting local, and you should too. Next time you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful local Marysville businesses.
Craving something sweet? Check out 8th Street Sweets on Facebook. Everything homemade from cakes, cookies, and custom treats. All baked fresh by me, Hannah Blasky. Offering special orders for birthdays, business events, weddings, and anything that needs a sweet treat fix. For Made from the Heart desserts, follow 8th Street Sweets on Facebook to see what I've created and order your next sweet favorite.
August is National Eye Exam Month, and Blue River Eye Care wants to help you see what you've been missing. Even if you see clearly and don't wear glasses, regular eye exams still matter, because I can see just fine doesn't always tell the whole story. An eye exam helps protect your vision, monitor your overall health, and keeps your eyes working their best for years to come. Make August the month you put your eye health first. Visit Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville with convenient Monday hours until 7 p.m. The difference is clear.
From start to finish, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber has the materials, tools, and experience to complete any project around the home or on the farm. We thank you for staying local all year long and look forward to proudly serving you today, tomorrow, and in the future at Hometown and Axtell Lumber.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at bluevalley.net.
A strong local economy starts with you. Support local all year long by keeping your dollars here at home, build relationships, and help grow your community in a meaningful way. Supported by One Marysville and KNDY.
This is 95.5 KNDY FM Marysville, your home for today's country since 1988.